Omar Taylor.
And we just have a few announcements today. Our first one is that there is a weekly class with Sheikh Shahid is now in session from 10:45 a.m. to 12 noon. The course looks closely at life and events of the Seerah. Our second announcement would be the Note of Seer this Sunday. Dr. Siddiqui will resume this class from next Sunday, continuing with Surah Baqarah. This Sunday, February 9th, our hardworking and very active seniors invite you to join a nature walk at 10 a.m. at the Irvine Regional Park in Orange. There will be a picnic after the walk, so bring your favorite potluck dish. Share with your friends.
We have a unique event coming up. Saturday, April 4th, ISOC will be hosting the Festival of Books. This all-day event will feature a wide selection of Islamic books and will give us an opportunity to meet with local American Muslim authors, such as Hussein Mujad, Dadi, Siraj Mawjood, Donald Bakir, just to name a few. We will have food trucks, a bazaar, and many other events for everyone to enjoy. Visit www.isocmasjid.org for complete details and promo video. Follow ISOC on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and share with family and friends. Today, MYG will have a barbecue and play dodgeball. Plan to be here by 7:45. Pray Aisha, then we will start the program. ISOC is pleased that we will be hosting one of CARE's successful programs for high school students called Game Changers. Students will get an opportunity to understand how to play a responsible role in society and how to effectively challenge injustice to bring about a positive change. Please stop by the booth outside for complete details. We are pleased to welcome OCS, Quran and Islamic Studies teacher and guest Khatib, Hafiz Zubair Patel. We will be praying Salat al-Janaza. If you have double parked, please move your vehicle. As-salamu alaykum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال لقمان لبنيه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. Through the mercy and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been given some time to come out and remember our Lord on a day that is most important to Him. We should never think that coming on a Friday is some tradition or cultural thing that my grandfather was doing it, that's why I do it. No. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires every adult male to attend the Jum'ah service, the Jum'ah khutbah, on Friday, barring any valid excuses. For ladies, we know it's optional, and if they can come, great. If not, there's no problem. So don't come and think in the morning when you wake up that, oh, we have to go for Jum'ah again. This is something we should be excited about. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. I have chosen today to speak of a few advices of Luqman Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this man's advice and he copied it in the Holy Quran. Somebody else's advice, Allah ta'ala valued it so much that he placed it inside the Quran for us to memorize and learn and to read till the day of judgment. And so when we go through this advice, some are in the Quran and some are not, we should have this in our mind that how often do I collect my children and give them advice, number one, and number two, what kind of advice am I giving my children? Not to say that these are the only ones that are correct, of course, but we need to focus on these and hopefully, you know, disseminate it after the khutbah to those that were not here, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts, he says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبَنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. He said, oh my son, whatever happens in your lifetime, إِن قُتِلْتَ أَوْ حُرِّقْتَ, even if you are harmed, even if you are some bad things happen to you, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, don't ever ascribe a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, verily, ascribing a partner to Allah is the worst form of oppression a person can do on himself. Because by making a partner to Allah, you're not hurting anybody else. You are hurting yourself. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. So, oh my son, no matter what happens in your life, sometimes you might have somebody in an influential position. That is maybe your teacher or your professor or, you know, somebody else. And they might not share these same views. And that's okay. We know what Allah expects from us, and we have to keep this firm faith. So, oh my son, لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving advice about respect towards parents. So the advice started with Luqman's words. Allah ta'ala puts his own words in there after this. So Allah ta'ala says, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, we have advised mankind regarding their parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ, specifically here Allah ta'ala is talking about the mother, that the mother carried you for so long and so many months and took care of you for such a long time. And sometimes our moms tell us this. You know, our moms will tell us this, or our dads will tell us this, and we might get tired of hearing it. But let me tell you something. Allah ta'ala also does not get tired of talking about this. You might get tired of hearing your mom saying, respect me, revere me, or not that, but Allah Ta'ala does not get tired of talking about how a person should treat their parents. And so we know all the hadith about the mother, about how the mother has such a high status in Islam. One time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time a sahaba radiallahu anhu had a little situation. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away, and he went to some other sahaba to ask for advice. It was something to do with his father, and his father wanted him to do something that he really didn't want to do. So the sahaba said, look, I'm going to tell you something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me. The fastest and easiest way to enter Jannah is to do the service of your parents. فَإِن شِئْتَ حَافِظْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْبَابُ وَإِن شِئْتَ دَعْ. So if you choose, you protect this door and you go through it. And if you don't, then leave it. So my friends, whether our parents are old or young, we have to remember this advice. So ulama here say, because Luqman made it his responsibility to explain to his son about Allah, Allah took the responsibility to explain to the son about the father. So the advice started with, beware of Allah and beware of shirk. And the second advice, Allah Ta'ala added his own advice. Because the father did this for his son. Then we go back to Luqman's advice, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْتَكُمْ إِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ. Oh my son, every single thing you do, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sees it. Whether it's in this on a mountain, fi sakhra, or fi samawat, whether it's in this heaven, or fi al-ard, whether it's in the earth, yati biha Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Latifun bi makaniha, khabirun bi istikhrajiha. Allah ta'ala knows when it happened, how it happened, why it happened. Wa kafa bina hasibin. And Allah ta'ala says, this knowledge is sufficient for us. We do not need calculators. We do not need computers. Allah does not need angels. Allah does not need books. These things are there so that we don't say, did I really do that? This is proof for our own. Allah Ta'ala, to say it would be an insult. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not need any records or any recording devices. Allah Ta'ala already knows. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. So here, in Surah Luqman, the advice continues. And all of us, I urge everybody to read the surah. It's short. Read the English. When you're reading Quran, read the Arabic along with the English. We cannot read a book. If for those of us who don't understand Arabic, we cannot read a book without reading without understanding it. We need to understand what the Quran is telling us. So my advice, go read Surah Luqman today. We have a few more advices of his, but these advices are not in the Quran. The advices I'm going to mention are not in the Quran. So one day, Luqman Hakim, he was given the nickname Hakim, meaning wise. This Abyssinian slave, this Abyssinian servant who lived in the time of Dawood alayhi salam, who had no social standing, who had not even a possession to his name, was so wise that till today people call him Luqman Hakim, and his advice is still reiterated in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he calls his son, he says, oh my son, I have surveyed the life of all the Anbiya. I have gone through their lives and scanned and studied their lives, and I have come up with 8 salient sound qualities that are common in all of these Anbiya, 8 of them. And we'll go through these 8 today. 4 of them, oh my son, be very careful of. 2 of them, don't ever mention it, and 2 of them, don't ever forget. The first advice he gave his son, oh my son, ya bunayya, idha kunta fi salati fahfaz qalbak. Oh my son, when you are in salah, protect your heart. Protect your heart when you are in salah. Our heart and mind and body and tongue is involved in our prayer. All of these things need to come onto this one point where we are when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it be that we are standing in front of God, but our mind is in our business, or in our game, or what we're going to do after Jummah, or what we're going to do on the weekend? Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khayrun minni. Are you turning to somebody else who is more cherishable, more lovable than me, while you're standing in your prayer? يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. What has put you, what has put us in deception of our Lord when we stand and we're constantly either moving or our mind is somewhere else? The Prophet ﷺ, one time a person came in the masjid and he went to pray two rakat and he came to say salam to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet said, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. Go back and pray because you did not pray. So he went, he prayed again. He was fidgeting, he was moving a little bit. And then he came back to make salam, and the Prophet told him again, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. Go back and pray because you did not pray. And the third time it happened again, and the Prophet said the same thing. So the man said, O Prophet of Allah, teach me. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, we should find calmness in our positions in salah. How can it be? لو خشع قلب هذا لخشع جوارحه. The Prophet ﷺ said, if this man's heart actually had concentration and devotion, then the remaining limbs of his body would also be in concentration and devotion. So, oh my son, إذا كنت في الصلاة فاحفظ قلبك. Number two. Oh my son, إذا كنت مع الناس فاحفظ لسانك. Oh my son, when you are with people in a gathering or at their house or some sort of event, فَحْفَظْ لِسَانَكْ, protect your tongue. This tongue has gotten more people into problems than any other limb of our body. The Prophet ﷺ told Mu'adh, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا يَا مُعَذْ, protect this boneless piece of flesh, O Mu'adh. So he asked, وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَخَذٌ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمْ, are we going to be accountable for our words? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, every person is accountable for their words. إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, sometimes a person says something, لَا يَرَى بِهَا بَأْسًا, he sees no problem with it. He deserved it. Or someone had to say it. I stood up to say something to him and nobody else was saying it. لَا يَرَى بِهَا, he justifies it. He sanctions his statement. But in the eyes of Allah, the statement has something else to it. يَدِلُّ بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ أَبَعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. If you insulted a person, you ridiculed this person, you embarrassed this person, in public or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately, this person is the hadith. He is flung into the fire of Jahannam, a distance that is greater than the east and the west. One time, the Prophet ﷺ's two wives were traveling. And so one of them, their camel was a little bit heavier and the other one was a little lighter. So he told this one to transfer some of the luggage onto this other camel. So the wife of the Prophet ﷺ said, like, why should I help this person or this, you know, this girl? Obviously, there was a little, you know, little conflicts that happened. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, the words you just said, if they were put into the ocean, لَنَجَسَتِ الْبَحْرِ, the whole ocean would become najis, impure. Just these few words that you said. So these words that we use, we must be very, very careful. So, oh my son, إِذَا كُنْتَ مَعَ النَّاسِ فَاحْفَظْ لِسَانَكَ. One time, the manifestation of Luqman Hakim's wisdom. When his master, or his you know, master first started understanding that this man was wise, was one time his master told him, إِذْبَحْ لَنَا هَذِهِ الشَّاتِ, go sacrifice the sheep for us, وَأْتِنِي بِأَطْيَبَ مُدْخَتَيْنِ, and bring the two best pieces of flesh from this sheep. So he goes, فَجَاءَ بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ, and he brings the heart and the tongue. Right? Not always the best for some of us, right? If you ask somebody, bring the best piece from a sheep, I don't think they're going to bring the heart and the tongue. In some cultures they do. But anyway, he brought it, the master cooked it, loved it, ate it, he had no problem. A couple weeks later, he says the same thing, إِذْبَحْ لَنَا هَذِهِ الشَّاتِ وَأْتِنِي بِأَخْبَثَ مُدْغَتَيْنِ. Go sacrifice one sheep and bring the two worst pieces of flesh. فَجَاءَ بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ, so he brought the heart and the tongue. And so, of course, the master was puzzled. He said, I ask for the best, you bring the heart and the tongue. I ask for the worst, you bring the heart and the tongue. What is this? He said, لَيْسَ فِي الْجَسَدِ أَطْيَبُ مِنْهُمَا إِذَا طَابَ. There can be no two pieces of flesh in the body better than the heart and the tongue if they are pure and clean and taken care of. And at the same time, لَيْسَ فِي الْجَسَدِ أَخْبَثَ مِنْهُمَا إِذَا خَبَثَ. There is no two pieces of flesh in the body worse than the heart and the tongue if they are not taken care of, if they are neglected. So, oh my son, إذا كنت مع الناس فاحفظ لسانك. So, oh my son, when you are with people, safeguard this tongue. Number three, يا بني إذا كنت على الطعام فاحفظ بطنك. Oh my son, when it is time for you to sit and eat at the table, then protect your stomach. How do you protect your stomach? Eat halalan tayyiban. This is it. Eat halalan tayyiban. One time a doctor opened up his practice in Medina, and he had his little practice there, and for like weeks, nobody came. And so he stopped one sahaba on the side of the road, and he said, tell me about your eating habits. And so the sahaba said, you know, our Nabi taught us that we should sit on the floor and eat so we do not overeat. When you sit on the floor, your stomach kind of becomes constricted, so you can't fill it up too much. My Nabi taught me that I should save one third for food, one third for water, one third for air. The doctor said, you know what? This, what you just said, has encompassed all of these medical teachings that I have been taught. There's no point for me to stay here. And today we see the ill effect of not sticking to halal and tayyiban in the form of viruses, right? Stick to halal and tayyiban. Don't, you know, experiment on different kinds of things. Keep what Allah told us and just use that. And see what happens around the world when we digress from the advice of the sunnah and the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got problems, all of us, a lot of us have issues today. Either it's diabetes, indigestion, heartburn, this, that. Our country weighs the most. And our country consumes the most food. And our country wastes the most food on the planet. We can support another country's food by the amount of food that we waste. And so here the advice of Luqman to his son, إِذَا كُنْتَ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ فَاحْفَظْ بَطْنَكَ. O my son, when it is time to eat, then protect your stomach. This advice is for me first, of course. The doctor always tells me, go lose 20 pounds, you're going to feel better. And so one time I was sitting with the doctor friend, and he said, I complained. I said, I went to the doctor, he said, lose 20 pounds, you're going to feel better. It's going to solve your problems. So the doctor said, it's not going to solve all of them, but it will solve most of them. If you keep your body in a decent physical condition, most of your problems will be solved, inshallah. But it all has to do with our intake and our consumption. So the first one, oh my son, إذا كنت في الصلاة فاحفظ قلبك, protect your heart. Oh my son, إذا كنت مع الناس فاحفظ لسانك, when you're with people, protect your tongue. It's better to stay. There's a poet that said, ما إن ندمت على سكوتي مرة وَلَقَدْ نَدِمْتُ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ مِرَارًا. I never regretted staying silent, but I always regretted opening my mouth. Why did I speak? I should have just kept quiet. I shouldn't have said anything. Why did I have to open my big mouth? This might happen a lot at home, you know, maybe with your family or your spouse, that, you know, I should have just kept quiet and not said anything about it, and we would have been a lot better. But khair. إِذَا كُنْتَ مَعَ النَّاسِ فَاحْفَظْ لِسَانَكَ. إِذَا كُنْتَ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ فَاحْفَظْ بَطْنَكَ. When it's time to eat, protect your stomach. إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي بَيْتِ النَّاسِ فَاحْفَظْ عَيْنَيكَ. When, oh my son, when you are in someone's house, protect your eyes. Protect your eyes. How do you protect your eyes? Allah gave us the prescription for that. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. You lower it. You lower your gaze. You look down. That's it. Whether it's an inappropriate commercial you're seeing on TV, whether it's an inappropriate part of a movie that you're watching, whether you're walking and you see something inappropriate in front of you, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Lower your gaze. This is the first thing. نَذْرٌ فَابْتِسَامٌ فَكَلَامٌ فَمَوْعِدٌ. It starts with we hear it all the time. I saw him, or I saw her, and it was love at first sight. It was love at first sight. Well, that sight should not have been there, my friend. But if it wasn't there, I wouldn't have found her. Well, justify it how you want to. You know? نَذْرٌ فَابْتِسَامٌ. So you just look, and then there's a little smile, فكلام, then there's a little talking going on, فموعد, and then you're, that's it, you're gone, that's it, فموعد. So, oh my son, إذا كنت في بيت الناس فاحفظ عينيك. The sunnah has taught us to do this. And sometimes we go to people's houses and we ask them, like, oh, where'd you get this from? Or like, how much was this? Or like, you know, was it on sale or something like that? This also might be pushing it a little bit too much, my friends. Because sometimes, you know, people are ultra generous. And they'll be like, oh, here. Oh, nice watch. Oh, here. One time, and it happened to someone. I was at someone's house. It was a close relative. And the men were having tea in one place and the lady were having tea in the other place. And someone commented on a frame that was in my relative's house. I'm just going to say my relative. And it was a beautiful frame. I remember it very clearly. It was copper and it had like about 15 du'as in English. And I'm assuming that this person used to read the du'as off the frame while they were making their own du'a. So somebody commented on it and this person was so generous. He said, oh, you can have it. He took it down and he gave it to him. It was a small frame. Then after everybody left, then his wife comes into the room to do whatever. And she's like, well, where did my frame go? So he said, oh, I gave it to this person. So she said, that was a wedding gift. How can you give this wedding gift away? You know, so don't comment on too many things. Somebody might give it away and poor guy got in trouble for that too. You know? So don't speak too much about the things that other people have. These things, then it becomes great in your heart. The more you talk about something, إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. When you discuss something, the more you mention something, the more embedded it becomes in your heart. So if you like this car and you're saving up for this car, anybody can tell you anything about this car. You don't care. Bad mileage, you know, it's got problems. You don't care. You already want this car. The more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more it comes into your heart. So, oh my son, these are the four things. إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي بَيْتِ النَّاسِ فَحْفَظْ عَيْنِكَ. Simplicity is key in our life, honestly. Simplicity is key in our life. Today, this is a little bit of an issue. And I said that I would say something about it the next time I had the chance. And one of the ways that we can become a little more simple is by, you know, toning down our weddings. I've been to quite a few weddings in the past couple of months. And a lot of them are just like way over the top. And I understand by saying this, the people who are, you know, wedding planners and event planners, I might be affecting them negatively, and I hope I'm not, but I do need to say this. It's not right what we're doing. It's not right. For a person to spend 30, 40, 50K on a wedding, don't you think your son or daughter would be happier if you cut them a check of 30K after the wedding, and say, here's the money that I would have spent or you would have spent on your wedding, right? But, or instead we're saying, I already spent that money. Sorry, you're on your own now. One time, so usually if I'm doing someone's nikah, I like to meet with them 2 or 3 weeks before because they always have questions about mehr and stuff like that. So I met with this couple a while ago before they were getting married. We'll call them Zaid and Fatima. And so Zaid was a new Muslim. He had been Muslim for 11 years. Not a new Muslim, but he was Muslim for a long time. And he was getting married to this girl named Fatima, for example. And so when I met with them, he was talking about the expense that it was going to take to have the mehndi, the dolki, the engagement, the nikah, the walima, the rukhsati. And there's probably 3 or 4, I don't know. And you look at all of these events with the clothing and the location and the decoration. And we can't do this. So Fatima says to me, this lady Fatima, who I was talking to with her fiance there, she says, oh, we really wanted to have a beautiful big wedding. It was my grandma's wish, you know, to do this. And honestly, I'm going to be straight. I'm talking to the sisters, and I'm talking to the daughters of our ummah. We are not here to have flashy weddings. Don't be fooled by the glitz and the glam that you see on the gram. That's all nonsense. is just a little 2x2 picture that you see, don't be fooled. Don't fall into their trap. So she tells me that it was my grandma's wish to have a beautiful, lavish wedding. And then my grandma passed away a month ago. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, Bach gaya, you got saved, you know? You got saved in my mind. Then she tells me that, no, my mom said that it was your daddy's dying wish that we should have this wedding. We're going to go through it with, you know, however she wanted to do. How can we do this? So mothers, grandmothers, and sisters, lower your expectation. We are not here to have frou-frou fancy weddings. And if somebody doesn't agree with me, I'm very sorry to put you in that position. I really am. Mothers, teach your daughters to be simple, to have a simple wedding, and save that money so they can use it. We live in one of the most expensive counties or states on the planet. We don't need to be having 30, 40, 50K weddings. And that's just what I'm saying, right? People have had more. We have a beautiful turf out here. We got a beautiful masjid here. You don't have to put sheets down in your hotel. You come here to the masjid, do your nikah, have your food, and let the happy couple be on their way. Now the planning for the wedding takes months. People are traveling to different countries to buy clothes for the wedding. People are traveling to different countries to buy clothes for their weddings. We're like Qawmi Aad. We have everything. We do everything. We can have whatever car we want. We can have a wedding wherever we want. People are getting married in Switzerland. People are getting married in Dubai. This is not Bollywood. This is not Bollywood. Stop watching the dramas. Stop watching the movies. Do not expect yourself or your child to have a wedding of that caliber. That's all nonsense. It could be my daughter one day says, I want some fancy party. So I might be the one also to have to, you know, stop it or, you know, put my foot down. Khair. So we went through the four. Now we have two things, oh my son, لا تذكرهما, don't ever mention them. Four things you should always do. Two things, do not ever mention them. Number one, إحسانك إلى الناس وإساءتهم إليك. Don't ever mention your favors on other people. What good you did for somebody else, that's between you and Allah. No one needs to know that. When he came to this country, he had nothing. I gave him his first 10 grand to start up his business. He had nothing. I kept him in my house for 3 months while he stayed here. No one needs to know that. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ O you who believe, do not destroy your charity by talking about it. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ Like that person who spends his money to show people, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ But he doesn't care about this, you know, in this life or the year or the hereafter. He's like a rock. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ Anyway, فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا He's like a rock that has dust on it, a smooth rock. Now when a pounding rain comes on this rock, no dust will be left on it. That's the example Allah gave to people who talk about their charity. It's being wiped out like dust in rain. It is useless. It has nothing. There's no reward in it. So, oh my son, don't ever mention ihsanuka ila nas, the favors you have done for others, wa isa'atuhum ilayk, and don't ever mention the bad attitude or the bad treatment that people have given you. Don't ever mention it. Don't talk about how rude people are or how bad people are. This messes up our qalb. It messes up our heart. Jealousy, hatred, gossip. None of these. We cannot have any of these in our life. So, oh my son, these two things, لا تذكرهما, don't ever mention them. The favors that you do for other people and the bad treatment that other people have given you. I forgot to mention something. In إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي بَيْتِ النَّاسِ When you are with people, protect your eyes. My beloved students of OCS and all the rest of us here, One time my teacher gave me this advice and it stuck. You know, some advices stick and some don't. So he said, if you have to hide and do something, it is probably a sin. If you have to hide and do something, it is probably a sin. Whether you don't want people seeing your laptop screen, you have to hide and use your phone, you have to make sure your parent is not around when you do something, that's a problem. Your moral compass has been calibrated for you to hide when you do something wrong, because you know it's wrong. So if you're not sure, use this point. If you have to hide and do it, it's most likely a sin. I needed to mention that. The last one, لا تنساهما. There are two things that you should never ever forget, oh my son. Allah والموت. These two things you can never forget. Don't ever forget your creator. نسوا الله فنسيهم. Don't ever forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who is against or doesn't do our remembrance, we will give him a difficult life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And he will be raised on the day of judgment blind, أَعْمَى. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, how could you raise me blind? He would say, when in this world I could see. كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. You forgot my signs that I gave you. You forgot my blessings. You forgot my ni'mas. You forgot your family, your house, your car, your food, your money, your clothing, your health, your wealth. You forgot all of it. And today you also are forgotten. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. You will also be forgotten today. So don't ever forget who gave us everything we have. Don't ever forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing, don't ever forget your death. All of us will leave this world. We have a janazah today for Brother Khatib, Brother Ahmed Khatib. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Keep on remembering the thing that destroys your happiness. You can be the happiest man in the world. A loved one passes away, you're devastated for months. We're devastated for years, possibly the rest of our life. We may never recover from the death of a loved one. So, أكثروا ذكر هذه من لذة. Keep remembering this death that is going to come. So, my friends, these advices are for everybody, right? All ages, all people, all background, whatever it may be. And so we need to remember these things. And if we can implement this, I promise you, there's a lot of fahsha and immoral happening in our world today. From the White House, to the Super Bowl halftime show, to the viruses that are out there. Ignore. We don't need to watch a Super Bowl halftime show. I love football. I've never watched a halftime show in my life. That's your salah break. That is your salah break. Okay? Think of it that way. We don't need to see that. Just because it's there doesn't mean we're going to watch it. We got to be smarter. We have to be stronger. And we have to teach our kids to be better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام، اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام، اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإيمان، اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. We will have صلاه الجنازة immediately after the جمعة صلاة. جزاكم الله خير.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات سبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله We will have صلاة الجنازة for brother Ahmed Khatib إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and grant his family members and friends patience We are also making dua shifa for brother Rafi brother Rawori Saba, Sister Lina Anwar, 12-year-old Maya, Brother Shahid Khan, Brother Omar Zubairi, Sister Yara Yusuf, Brother Mumtaz Khan, Sister Shamim Rao, Sister Ashfa Rahman Khan, Dr. Jafar Khan, also praying for the Shifa for someone's parents, Ibrahim Khawalde and Rahila Ibrahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them speedy and complete Shifa, inshallah. Also one of my relatives who was not mentioned on here, a 2-year-old girl who was in the hospital with cancer. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the family. It's difficult, right? Death is a difficult thing to go through, even the days leading up to someone's death if they know that this is happening. But our Islam teaches us that we should seek help through patience and prayer. Istaeenu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah is with those who are patient. So be patient and inshallah Allah will be with you. If we can have the family members come to the front, please. Salatul Janazah is a prayer that we do for somebody who has passed away. In our faith, we try to bury the person as soon as possible. And at the same time, in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, if a person has more than 40 people at their janazah, then inshallah their entry into Jannah is guaranteed. So alhamdulillah, we have plenty of people here. We should all sincerely make dua for our brother Ahmed Khatib. Salatul Janazah has 4 takbirs. After the first takbir, Suratul Fatiha or the Thana. After the second takbir is the dua. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. After the third takbir, Allahumma khfirli hayyina wa mayyitina. And after the fourth takbir is salam. If you do not know the duas, you can simply say a dua in English, inshallah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We'll begin inshallah. Salatu ala mayyiti yarhamakumullah. Yarhamahullah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله. اللهم نقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم نقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. Oh Allah, bless our brother Ahmed. Ya Allah, grant him forgiveness. Ya Allah, grant him maghfirah. Ya Allah, grant him peace. Ya Allah, grant his family members patience. Ya Allah, forgive all the Muslims that have passed away. Ya Allah, those of us who are going through difficult times, make it easy for us. Any of our family members that are sick, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Any of our family members that are suffering, Ya Allah, put ease in their suffering, Ya Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya Allah.